This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, engaged. Now, I told you we're going to deal with the stock market craziness. And it is crazy. Right? But you've heard David Fisher on this show on more than one occasion, right, tell us that it had to reset eventually, that it has to reset. So the matter, you know, it's tough. It is not comfortable, if you would. I get all of that, but there is a reality to this. And you can't change it. You've got to let it play out. But do you run? Do you stay? Yeah, I'm not the guy to ask. And I'm not being funny. I really mean that. I'm not the guy to ask. Which is why I bring people like, you know, David Fisher and others on to explain this, to explain what's going on, to explain why it's going on. And he'll have the answers for you. He'll give you some direction, as he always says. You know, I'm not a financial quote unquote advisor, but I will and can give you the information so that you can make some informed decisions. That's the other thing, you know, man, we all think that we got somebody in the family, knows what they're doing, can help you with this. Help you. Yeah, don't go to real experts so you don't get bit and go to real experts. Okay. So some of you know, I went to Gosnell the movie yesterday. I went to the premiere. What? 2 days ago. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right, too. They all become the same to me after a while. So we went a couple days ago. You know, we had John Sullivan, one of the producers, on last week. And I got to tell you something. You know, going to the movie, you can say it's anti. Some people go, well, it's just an anti-abortion movie. No, it's not an anti-abortion movie. It's a movie about a murderer. And I don't mean the murderer because of the babies. I mean a murderer as to what he did to the women. Right, the women that supposedly he wanted or said he wanted to help. We find out that's not so true. And he really thought he was, I mean, he was a really, I don't want to give away too much of the movie. But what we did, we did some red carpet interviews. Now, for some of you who don't have the video going, and you're not going to be able to enjoy that part of it, but ultimately, you were able to hear what they had to say, why they got involved. I was curious as to why you'd get involved in a movie like this, especially in today's environment, especially at a time where this could be bad. You know what I'm saying? But God bless them, because they decided it was much more important to get the movie out, to do this, to do the right thing, than it was to worry about their careers, which is such a cool thing. At least I thought it was. But I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer sometimes. So we'll start off with the fellow that plays the doctor, Dr. Gosnell. And I will do my best, but I'm not the video guy. Take a listen.
thinks he plays the part of Dr. Gosnell in the movie, who I lovingly refer to as the baby butcher. And we're here at the premiere of Gosnell, the movie, here in Beverly Hills. You know, first of all, thanks for doing this, because in today's age, in today's time, you could take a lot of heat for this kind of role, couldn't you?
Well, when my agent called me about the situation and said the offer was made, she was kind of hesitant, and I said, well, send me the script and I read it. So I got the script in the mail, and I read the character, and it scared me to death. And I always do everything that scares me. That means it's worthwhile, right? And she said, you sure? And I said, yes. Where would I get another part as great as this playing this guy, you know? But I had a great time doing it with Nick, who I've known for some time, the director. It's always great having an actor direct actors, because you can use shorthand and get things moving a lot faster, you know?
When you read the script and you read the story, had you already known about Gosnell? Had you know anything about him?
No, I did not. And that's what the story is, one of the things we're saying, is that what happened to him, nobody seems to understand it or know about it. I mean, how can something this huge be a secret unless there's some diabolical thing going on, you know, you think. But the more I read about it, the more I realized that it's a subject that people in America are afraid of. They're afraid to talk about it. They're afraid to interact with each other about this. And people will find they have more in common about this than they have against it. Yeah, because it's that nobody's approaching it in the way that a man like this could not profit from it. You know.
Well, the fact that even no matter where you stand on the issue of abortion, and you know I'm pro-life, but women were dying there. For whatever reason, women were dying. So where was the support from the feminists?
And he didn't care. And I think the support from the feminists did not know about it. I mean, considering the fact that every doctor who they called to testify, nobody would. They wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I mean, you know, reputable doctors, and they were also sending him patients over 22 weeks that they didn't want to deal with, but they know he would do that. Now, and I think that money is, if it's not the root of all evil, it's pretty close, because people do things for money that they would never do otherwise. You know?
Yeah, but you got to do that kind of killing, that kind of murdering, you already have to have wires that aren't working right between the ears, right?
Well, this is true, that I think, like recently, mental illness, the line has moved way, way over here, right? And we worked on it, my wife and I, for a long time, trying to find out at what point in his life that he flipped, because he was a brilliant doctor, Ivy League schools, and there was some point where he decided that what he was doing was like Lazarus, was like I'm saving these women, but then they were dying.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. More of this after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side. We're talking about the Gosnell movie. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product for men to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let's get back to it. I told you, I went to the Gosnell premiere the other night. And look, at it opens tomorrow all over the country, October 12th. And you need to see it. If you don't do anything else for me this year, please go see this movie. This is not a gory movie. What bothered me the most about it was the people in the neighborhood who knew what was going on, the officials who knew what was going on, didn't do anything about it. And it was only because, one reason and one reason only, because apparently abortion, anything to do with abortion, cannot be spoken of in a negative way, no matter who it hurts or how or else. Should have never happened. This kind of thing should never have happened. Anyway, let's see if I can... there you go. And that's exciting. Oh,
Nick Searcy, the director of the movie. Now, Nick, did you know anything about Gosnell before you took this on?
I was familiar with the story, yeah. I'd read about it. I knew about it, yeah.
And I've asked everybody pretty much the same question. When you read the story, when you started to learn what was going on, were you amazed that this went on for so long or was allowed to go on at all?
It was an incredible revelation. Just the facts about what he did and what was presented in that courtroom and how he was allowed to get away with it for so long. I mean, all that stuff was just... It's mind-boggling. And so when I read the script that Andrew Klavan wrote, I just thought, yeah, this is an important story, and I want to get on board.
When you read the story, though, did you first say to yourself, okay, there's got to be some embellishment here. This can't be this bad.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It absolutely is hard to believe, but it's all true. I mean, I saw the pictures that Detective Woods took, and I saw the footage, and, it's unbelievable, but it's true.
So, again, I know you're a seasoned director, but when you looked at this, did you say, this may not be the movie that I want to get involved with, you know?
I'm attracted to dark, crazy things anyway. And no, I mean, when I saw this, I mean, we were very careful about how we presented the material because we all felt very strongly that if it was too exploitive or if it was too gory or too disturbing that we just wouldn't be able, you wouldn't be able to sit through it. So it was all about finding a way to tell the story where you got the point across without completely horrifying the audience. And I think we did a good job with it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody I've heard that's seen bits and pieces of the people that are involved with it say the same thing. And I am really happily surprised at the support you're getting from people who weren't in the movie, but they're here tonight to support you, to support the movie, and what have you. What do you hope people take away from this?
Well, what we really tried to do was make a fair-minded, truthful movie about a true crime event that people on both sides of this issue can benefit from, can enjoy, and maybe even can find some common ground about. So that's really what we wanted to do. That's what we set out to do. And I hope people will give the movie a chance and know that that's what our attempt was, that we want to make this a movie that everybody can see.
Well, Nick, God bless you for doing it and bringing it out and get people the information because mainstream media is not going to give it to them. So thanks for doing it.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure.
Good meeting you.
All right, you too.
You know, it was pretty pretty busy and loud. My voice is carries a little bit more than I thought it would. But there were plenty of interviews. I'm going to do one more. But there were plenty of interviews that were going on. And the theme seemed to be, even people who weren't in the movies, but were well known, the theme seemed to be they wanted to be there to support this movie. They wanted to be there to support this message. And, you know, now the star of the movie, which wouldn't be me, by the way, I know some of you think it would have been, but no, not at all.
All right, I'm still in Beverly Hills. They haven't dragged me out of here yet. We're at the premiere. I know they are. I already know. They don't know the Italians and Christians in here. It's not a good thing.
Well, let me hide this real quick.
But I'm here with Dean Cain, and Dean is one of the stars of the movie here at Gosnell. And first of all, thanks for doing this. I mean, this is a movie that some people looking at it go, why did you even bother?
Well, you know, this is a true story. And to call it anything other than a true story is crazy. It's obviously the subject of abortion is front and center, but the film doesn't take a position on pro-life, pro-choice, anywhere on abortion. It tells the true story of this doctor who was doing horrible things. It tells the story of how it was uncovered by the character that I play, and it tells the story of the trial and the fact that nobody would cover it, and the eventual imprisonment of a person who's basically a monster.
Now, Dean, did you know anything about Gosnell or this story before you got involved with the movie?
I knew a little bit about it because I pay attention to the news, but there was so little that was actually printed and on camera, people talking about it. So I knew a little bit, but once I started reading the script and then doing some research online, I was blown away by how little I actually knew. And I understand that's because there was basically a media silence on it.
I've asked everybody the same thing. When you read the script, did you go, they got to be embellishing here. Nobody could do this.
I didn't think when I was reading the script that was the case, but when we were on set and we were shooting the original raid of the clinic, I looked around the set deck, and I was like, look, come on, there's cats, there's plastic bags, there's bodies in the freezer, there's feet in a jar. I'm like, guys, how much creative license are we taking here? Because this seems like a little bit much. And then they showed me the real footage, and it was almost exactly the same. I mean, I couldn't tell the difference between the real footage and our footage. So there was no embellishment. And actually, all the words that were spoken in trial, I believe, were taken from real transcripts, or at least most of them.
Did you ever go home one night and sit there and say, I can't believe there's people out there like this. I can't believe this is true.
There's a lot of times in my life from the things that I've seen where I've said that. This is certainly one. But, you know, the ability of humanity to be unkind to humanity, unfortunately, doesn't shock me anymore. It just makes me sad.
Listen, they're asking me to wrap it up. But, look, God bless for doing this. No, seriously. Because it's a movie that people need to see, man. So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for covering it.
Yep, thank you.
Not blacking us out.
Like, never.
Like some other sites.
Never.
Name, like right. Facebook and NPR. Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, he seemed to be a genuine guy. I only stood with him for, what, 2.5 minutes, so I can't say whatever. But everybody around him said he's a pretty genuine guy. But the movie, again, if you can take the time to go see it. We had John Sullivan on last week. I went and saw the movie. Producer Tammy saw the movie. And, you know, he's right. It's not a movie. It doesn't matter where you stand on abortion. It's not what this movie is about. But there is an underlying tone that abortion and abortion rights have become so sacred that no matter what happens around it, no matter what the fringe negativity is, you have to let it go. And what do you think of again, I'm trying not to give too much away, but the local Board of Health, 17 complaints, never went and checked up on him. We come back, we talk about this roller coaster ride known as the stock market. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump blames the Fed for plummeting stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 546 points, the Nasdaq losing 93, and the S&P 500 losing 57. President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye West to the White House, West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
The cleanup continues after Hurricane Michael. At least 5 people killed, and the number may rise as first responders go door to door in the hardest hit areas of Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, we're going to put all the interviews together afterward. There's quite a few of them that we did. They're only a couple of minutes each. We're going to put them up. I'll send you a link to them later on. This will be part of our Patreon team. Patreon family members will get to see the whole thing. Maybe even unedited. I don't know, because I make a few mistakes in there, as you can imagine. And so I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do. You know, many of you have are really kind of wigged out, if you would, by what took place today. And yesterday in the stock market. But David Fisher says not to worry. You know, that this was not unexpected, and for a lot of reasons. Let's take a listen. All right, so I told you, and this is the perfect day for him. All right, we're talking to David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always love when David's on with me. He explains this stuff in plain, simple English. David, today, should we have had a parachute on? I mean, because, you know, the markets are crashing, life is over. Jump from the roller coaster seat, right?
No, just buckle up. Don't jump out of the roller coaster. You know, these people that say the end is nigh, you know, it's like, okay, I don't know what textbook they're rereading. I don't know. They need to read a few scripture passages or something, but no, this is just normal environment. Joe, I've been saying this is going to happen.
I
don't know why I'm the perfect guy to have on. That means that I like this environment. I don't like this environment. This is, people lose money in this environment. That's why we talk about it, so that they get prepared for it. But thank you for having me on your program today.
No, listen, I enjoy, and you're exactly right. You have been saying this is going to happen. You have been talking about corrections that need to take place. And every time we've had a little bit of a bump or a little bit of an issue, you keep going, all right, back up, breathe, get some oxygen in. This is not, you know, what was it, 1929, right?
No, this is not 1929. It's not 1987 Black Monday, and it's not 2008. But it is, has some similarities to all of that, but we're far away from all of those things with what's happening in the market today.
All right, so explain to us what's going on and what should we be looking forward to, if you would.
Well, obviously, the market is off a whole bunch. 1,700 points from last week, the Dow is off. And the last 2 days, it's dropped 1,300 points. It's broken through the 200-day moving average. So is the S&P 500. And the NASDAQ has broken through the 50-day moving average. It's down 5.9% for the week. The S&P has dropped 4.5%. So, I mean, this is a downward moving market. Well, let me explain, first of all, what a moving average is. It's a support level. So when it breaks through that, then it's going to try and find another lower support level. Small caps like the Russell 2000, which is a major indicator of what really happened. It was the first one to break the 200-day moving average earlier this week when the bond market was closed. This is all happening because of what I said. As yields go up, the 10-year yield, and it goes above 3%, I said this in the beginning of this year, when this happened, while the Fed is selling treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, unwinding their balance sheet, this is going to cause market turmoil. In fact, they said 5 years ago this was going to cause market turmoil when they start this. So this is, we've had ample enough warning. The market does not like the punch bowl being taken away, the party being over. And so the market is saying, okay, we got to work with it and we got to get out. And some people are saying, don't get out, don't get out. The media is having a financial meltdown. Our financial media is having a meltdown. In fact, ironic thing that happened today, a guy that who's a regular stable on CNBC said about 4 months ago he's sidetracking some of his money because he said this is what's going to happen. They interviewed him today saying, why are you getting out? Why didn't you jump in right now? He says, I'm in the latter years of my life. I don't want to wait 5 years to break even again if this thing to go down. So, I mean, this is a wake-up call. This is all based around what the Fed is doing, and people are getting concerned and afraid of it. And so that's what's causing the market to move downward.
Yeah, and again, not being you and I have talked about this a million times, and I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm not the expert. I love guys like you can speak to it in plain, simple English. And, you know, where do people go with this? Some people say you buy now, you know, and you just made the comment that if you're a little, maybe a little more seasoned in life, I don't want to say old, a little more seasoned in life, you may want to make your decisions there. How does one make decisions in this?
Well, it's going to be based upon what happens to change the environment. I mean, who wants to buy a product called a stock in a falling market? Not too many people have the stomach to do that. So there's got to be something for this market to rest or hit bottom or stop going down. And so I think there's some things that we can look for that if a few of those things happen, then the market looks a little bit safer. Or, you know, the old adage, when something becomes too cheap, then that's something I need to buy. And, you know, when the market goes down far enough, then it's a buying opportunity. But I don't think we're in that environment right now. I think this is not a time you want to play with this falling knife.
No, and again, coming back to the market, because it's been the only conversation for the last 2 days. You know what I'm saying? You can't turn on TV or the radio or what have you when it's something. Now again, you did call for this. I wouldn't say you called for it to happen, but you know what I'm saying. You did say that this was something we were going to see happen, that this had to correct at some point in time. It had to come back. Is it even close to where it needs to be, David?
That's a hard one to predict right now. I think we're leaning more towards the downside than the upside. There were some things that happened here recently in the last few hours that normally would have stopped the market slide, and it didn't. So that tells me that there's more downside to come. But, you know, a big hedge fund can come in and just buy the heck out of the market tomorrow and pop the market a couple hundred points in the Dow, and that could stop the bleed. Or if China and President Trump came together and made an announcement, I mean, they did, and that's a portion of the announcement that Larry Kudlow brought, saying that on CNBC said President Trump and Xi is going to have a meeting at the G20. The market didn't rally after that. It just kept you know, it didn't really fall a whole bunch, but it went more towards the downside and the upside. So it's because they didn't have a hard day and time and topic in agreement what they're going to talk about. They just had a meeting. So it wasn't conclusive enough to give the market what you call legs. The Fed's not commenting. They're just keeping their mouth shut. So if the Fed came and commented on the market or on President Trump, what he's been saying about the Fed, which we should talk about today because that's affecting the market too, that the Fed's made some sort of change in their behavior or comment about that might support the market. We're in what you call stock buyback returns. But we're in what you call the blackout period for corporations to buy back their stocks. So if that came out different and we saw a whole bunch of buybacks coming out, then that could change the market. But I don't see anything in the near horizon, the next 48 hours, 24 hours, to cause the market to have support or legs to it. The fear-based, this is a fear-based trend downward. That's what's driving this, is fear. And rightly so, because the market got a little bit more overvalued, and the market is responding. People are responding to the facts of what the Fed is doing.
Yeah,
and they'll like the Fed raising the rates, but that's what the Fed has to do in this environment.
Yeah, but you've said that before. This is not new. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, this is not new information from David. He's been talking about this stuff for quite some time. So, you know, if you're running around screaming the sky is falling, you're obviously listening to the wrong show. You know? So anyway, David, when we come back from the break, I do want to talk about how what the Fed is saying, you know, how this is being affected by them. And I know you don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, in your estimation, what do you think we're looking at time-wise for this to start to come back? Or what kind of things need to be put in place for it to start to come back? I'm Joe Messina, your host. David's not going anywhere. He'll still be with us on the other side. Yeah, you know, David always, what I love about David is his plain, simple English. Whether you believe me or not, it is plain, simple English. If you've heard some of these finance types, right, I have to go look up half the words they say. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that he's right on. You know that he has hit this thing, I'd have to say 99.5% of the time. But I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. David will finish this up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get with it. You know, and again, if you've got your barf bag close by, you really don't need it. Seriously. This thing with the market, let David explain it, because I'll screw it up. We're back with everybody. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy the time he spends with me. David. With the roller coaster going on, and like I said, I have my mini parachute on, so I'm good. With the roller coaster going on with the market, the Fed's got a little to do with this too. I mean, this is all coming. It's like some people have said, the roosters are coming home.
Well, the Fed has not changed course. What's happened is rates finally got to the level, yields in the 10-year finally got the level of critical mass, because of something the Fed has said would happen, and they started saying this would happen 5 years ago. I mean, they ran, like I said on your radio program, the Fed has totally been upfront
saying this is eventually going to happen. They ran test models on it, and there's no way around this volatility. I've been talking about this, not to make it wanting to happen, but it's like A and B. The next letter is C.
Right.
2 + 2 = 4. I mean, it is a mathematical equation. When you raise rates and yields go up, when they get to be a higher, when the cost of business becomes more greater, the market doesn't like that. And when the market becomes overvalued, then there's going to be a small correction. And this could be just a small correction. People are calling, you know, to put some numbers to it. We've had about a 5%, 3 to 4, 5%, depending on which index you're using, of a correction. Some people are saying that's all done with, and some people are saying this could go as much as 15% correction. I don't think this is the big correction. This is not that. That's going to happen next year or the year after. So this is just a normal minor correction as of yields going up. But the Fed is not changed course. They've stayed true to what their projections are, spot on. They said they're going to have 4 rate hikes. We've had 3 of them. We're going to have the 4th one in December. So they said they're going to unwind the balance sheet, and they're going to reach full capacity of unwinding at the end of October, which we're in that month, and we will be there at $50 billion a month. And I said, when we get to that month, we will have market turmoil. So here we are. So this is not a surprise to me, although I thought it might happen a week and a half from now, but it's happening right now. So, this is just a little bit of normality with the environment around. But, you know, the economic environment dictates this should happen, though.
Well, you know, David, all right, so let's just for clarity's sake, all right, people shouldn't be running around in a panic like this is the precursor to the big fall, if you would. Or am I oversimplifying?
No, you shouldn't be running around in panic, because anytime you panic, you're emotionally not engaged in what's happening, and therefore you make bad decisions. So you should understand that this is a normal correction, just like all other corrections, and this is being driven by interest rates and the Fed and unwinding the balance sheet. So how do you react to that? Well, let's look at the facts here. The Fed is why, you know, some people say, well, why is the Fed doing this? The president doesn't want them to raise rates. Simple as this. When you have an economic growth environment, and we clearly do have a healthy economy. I mean, the president has created a healthy, growing economy. During that environment, you raise rates as the Fed. It goes hand in hand. So to say, I don't want them to raise rates, it's like saying, okay, I don't want to have a healthy economy. You have to raise rates in a healthy economy. Otherwise, the economic environment overheats and inflates. And then if the Fed gets behind the curve, then we have the 70s all over. And that's what happened. The Fed was too slow to respond in the 70s. And it's like the toothpaste. Once it gets out of the tube, you can't put it back in. Once
right.
Inflation comes to the environment, it's hard to control it. So the Fed is being proactive, not reactive here. So because when you look at core inflation, not much has changed in core inflation. It's in the norm. GDP has gone up. Unemployment has come down. And the Fed's been unwinding the balance sheet. So this is an environment where you've had growth, less employment. There's still some uncertainty with tax or tariffs and rising deficits and debt. But this is an environment you have to raise rates to stabilize the economy so it doesn't become inflationary.
All right. So you're looking at all this, the bigger picture of all of this, the market going down like this and some of the volatility happening, does that mean the economy could be in trouble?
Well, eventually higher rates does affect the economy. It's like the tightrope. There's a fine line between, and this is what the discussion is all about. Some say the Fed is raising rates too much. President Trump has been saying that. They're doing it too fast. They shouldn't be doing that. This is really should be a feather in President Trump's cap, because it's a confirmation saying we have a healthy economy. So some people, very few of them, only the ones that are the cheerleaders that don't like any correction, saying that we should not be raising rates. Well, the flip side of that, if we don't, then we will have inflation that's untamed, and that's a worse environment than raising rates. And, you know, nobody likes a market to go down. Let's always have the markets go up. That's not a true market. You know, and the Fed has played that game before. They stimulated the market to go up from quantitative easing, injecting $4.5 trillion into the market from 2009 to 2013. Then they pulled away the punch bowl of no more stimulus, and now they're retracting it. And they told us when they retract it, it's going to go down possibly, and it's going to cause at least market volatility. Well, that goes with the territory. But when people say, oh, I like it when you cause the market to go up, I don't want you to cause the market to go down, that's not a free market. That's saying, let's put the president, let's put the Fed, let's put whoever in place and control the market so it only goes up. That's not a free market.
No. All right, so quickly, let's talk where's gold in all of this? I mean, how does precious metals fare in all of this?
Well, precious metals was the place that people went to. I said, eventually this will happen. The fear trade will come into place, and it did. Gold broke through two levels upward, a psychological level of $1,200, because it was at $1,196 when this all started out. We're now at $1,224. It broke through a technical level at $1,220. And we're going to go much more to the upside. And as I said on your program before, Commerce Bank said $1,300 gold by the end of the year. Now I can see that gold being at $1,224, $1,225. What happened here is they broke through the technical and fundamental and the shorts in the market, not to be all technical. People said, I'm betting that gold's going to go down. Well, they're losing that bet. They're betting against the trend, and when you bet against the trend, typically you lose. So we're going to see all those, what you call people who bet that, back away from that, pull their money out of the market, betting against a gold product, and probably bet for it. So gold futures are up 2.43% today. That's a big move in gold, which is about the same as what the Dow and the NASDAQ and all the indexes have gone down. Ray Dalio, I talked about him before, billionaire, said a big market correction is coming. He said in September that there's now a 30% chance, the risk for the dollar going down 30% of depreciation is large in the next 2 years. A gold hedge fund manager disagreed with that. His last name is Hathaway. He says that he thinks it's going to happen much sooner. So the gold market is now about $2 away from a major uptick. When I say major, I'm referring to getting up to the $1,300 level. I think that's a major move between now and the end of the year.
Well, look, quickly tell us, how do I get more information on this? How can I get more information on what's going on in the market? And I know you have a new newsletter out to talk about that.
Say that five times, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Really fast. We have a new newsletter, Back to the Future, Haven't We Learned the Obvious? That talks about exactly what's going on right now. And for those that go there and read that at the very end of the newsletter, they can actually win something. Some free, I'm not going to disclose what it is.
No, don't tell them what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to go there, and there's a riddle, and it's a lot of fun, and you can win something that I think you're going to really want. So, anyway, you can go to our website, landmarkgold.com, or they can call us, not for the riddle, they can call us, they get an information packet, 844-715-7311.
And the other thing I like is that they can get the paper titled, The Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First, Trigger to the Coming, I like that, Coming Great Deflate. I think that's hilarious. Anyway, David, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with us.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Yeah, you know, David always gives us good, look at that, he's photobombing me. Get out of the way. David always gives us good information. Seriously, I mean, he tries to get it to the point where we can easily understand what he's talking about. There's a lot happening with the market. You need to know what's going on. David, though for all intents and purposes, a precious metals guy, David doesn't push precious metals as the mainstay of what you need to do to make sure that your finances are in order. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always appreciate your time with me. A lot more coming up tomorrow. We want you back here tomorrow, right? So go grab something to eat. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.